What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Passport Bro Austin Hallman Has No Clue What He's Talking About When It Comes to Medellin, Colombia. So as you guys know by now, Austin Hallman is in Medellin, Colombia. I was actually in Medellin, Colombia at the same time. I'm back here in Florida. I was only in Medellin for 3 days. Now, a little bit about me, guys. I've been going to Colombia for well over a year now. Unlike Austin Hallman, I'm not a sex tourist. I actually met with a lawyer in Medellin. That's why I was there for only 3 days. Medellin is only 3 hours away from Miami because I have so many reward points with Trash Airlines, or I mean Spirit Airlines. I get to fly down to Medellin for well under $100 round trip ticket. So I was, like I said, I was in Medellin to meet with a lawyer, meet with a potential business partner, because I might actually be having another life in Colombia, okay? In today's current world order, guys, where God knows what's gonna happen here in America, it's good for you to have a plan B, plan C. You guys gotta have a parallel life elsewhere, totally outside of America, whether it's Colombia, Ukraine, wherever. In today's current world order, guys, you just can't be in America at all times. You gotta have other countries where anything bad happens here in America. You can go to Colombia, you can go to Ukraine, you can go to, I don't know, Egypt, Africa, wherever, and just live your life over there. That's what I do, okay? Austin Hallman, on the other hand, he's just a flat-out sex tourist who goes to these countries just to sleep with a woman, because obviously here in America, ain't no woman wants Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother. So, going back to the point of the video, when I was uploading a video yesterday, I was uploading a... by the way, guys, I'm really not that active on YouTube anymore, and that's because, believe it or not, Austin Hallman actually striked one of my videos a couple of weeks ago, so I can't upload. I haven't been able to upload for a couple of weeks because I exposed Austin Hallman for the scammer he is, and he struck down my video for that. Now, the reason why I'm doing this video again about Austin Hallman is that when I was uploading a short video yesterday that had nothing to do with Austin Hallman, in my YouTube feed, I saw a live stream from Austin Hallman about Medellin, and I just listened to his live stream for like 4 minutes, and I'm like, this nigger is gonna get other niggers murdered. So I want everybody out there, forget everything Austin Hallman spoke about Medellin. Totally forget everything he said in his live stream, guys. I am, as somebody who has been going there for years, as somebody who actually has acquaintances over there, that's my Afro-Colombiana girlfriend in the thumbnail, by the way. So as somebody who has business partners, lawyers, a girlfriend over there, I am telling you guys, Austin Hallman has no idea what the fuck he's talking about when it comes to Colombia, okay? So I'm gonna set you guys straight. Now, before I set you straight about Colombia, in particular Medellin, you guys gotta know some facts about Austin Hallman, okay? Austin Hallman got his Passport Bro channel started when he scammed us American taxpayer out of almost $19,000 from the PPP program. Now, for those of you who don't know, the PPP program stands for Payment Protection Plan. This was enacted during the pandemic to help small businesses stay afloat, where the government essentially gave them money that they either pay back, or money that where the loan can be forgiven depending on how distressed their business is, okay? So Austin Hallman, he took out $19,000, they were forgiven, and a couple of months later, that's when he started his Passport Bro channel. So right off the bat, guys, Austin Hallman started his channel based purely on fraud and deception. I mean, do you guys really believe that a 20-year-old kid was making $100,000 a year living with his mama, cutting hair for $2.99? Come on, man. And if he was making $100,000 a year, why the hell would he want to take $20,000 out of the government and not pay that money back? It wasn't not $19,000 from the government, it was $19,000 from us taxpayers. Listen, guys. During the pandemic, I could have gotten money too, but I didn't, because that would have been fraud. It would have been unethical. I'm not taking taxpayers' money when I didn't need it, okay? Austin Hallman, on the other hand, because he's a scammer and a fraudster, he saw no problem in taking out $19,000 of our hard-earned money so he can start his Passport Bro channel, okay? So I want you guys out there to understand, the median salary for a barber is $30,000. Yet Austin Hallman, at the age of 20, 21, was claiming that he was making well over 3 times the amount of your typical barber. Kind of like a certain PUA out there whose strategies are long antiquated, who claimed to be making $100,000 a year before his YouTube channel popped off, you know, training people at the gym. It's like, come on, dudes. You guys are being lied to, manipulated by your own people, and you're falling for it. Line, sinker, hook, and all that stuff, okay, guys? So I want you Passport Bros out there to understand you're being scammed. Whether it's some bald guy on the internet who tells you to walk around grabbing your junk, saying, yo, homie, I'm alpha dog, and to manipulate women, or some fucking retard who makes Steve Urkel look good, you guys are being scammed and manipulated. This is why black people are getting murdered, drugged, and robbed in Medellin, okay? Let me tell you something, guys. White people have been doing Passport Bro shit since the time of John F. Kennedy. I know this one white dude, he's like 80 plus years old. He's been doing Passport Bro shit when Kennedy was in office. You're talking as far back as 1960, 1961, he's been doing this Passport Bro shit. Yet you never heard of white men getting robbed, murdered, drugged. You never heard of that. Fucking Austin Hallman shows up to the scene. Next thing you know, the U.S. government is telling its people, don't go to Medellin. Guys, I've walked around some of the most dangerous barrios in Medellin. I walked around El Centro at 1 o'clock at night, okay? I've never felt intimidated. I've never felt threatened. I've had no problems in Colombia. And I've been all over Colombia. I've been Medellin, obviously. I've been to Medellin. I've been to San Gil. I've been to Bucaramanga. I've been to Cartagena. I've been to Barranquilla. I've been to Guatapé. I've been all over Colombia, guys. And never at any time in my life in Colombia have I ever felt threatened, intimidated, or anything negative like that, okay? But yet Austin Hallman shows up on the screen, and the next thing you know, black dudes are getting murdered, offlined, robbed, drugged. What's going on, dudes? What's going on, guys, is that Austin Hallman is lying to you. He's lying to you for clout. He's lying to you for money. Again, Austin Hallman at his base is a fraudster slash scammer. You guys out there need to understand that Austin Hallman, who he is a couple of things. Number one, Austin Hallman suffers from narcissistic personality disorder. Have you guys not figured out that he's always, I'm the bestest, I'm the greatest, everybody else sucks? He's a narcissist. That's number one. Number two, look at his eyes. Look at the way he looks. He has autism, okay? He is on the spectrum. He has Asperger's. He is on the autistic spectrum, okay? Now, he's not a full Down syndrome baby, but he partially has Down syndrome. The narcissistic personality disorder along with autism, dude, this guy can murder you, lie to you, and sleep well at night. Austin Hallman has no conscience whatsoever. Okay, you guys need to understand that. I know most of you black dudes out there, you're low IQ. You view somebody like Austin Hallman who treats you like shit. You view him as a god because, again, you're stupid, you're low IQ. But at the end of the day, you guys are gonna be the ones who are gonna get robbed, murdered, and drugged. Let me tell you something. Just last night when I was walking around El Centro at 1 o'clock at night, the number of black, old, dusty black dudes walking around wearing gold chains around their neck, you know, trying to look like they're fucking Jay-Z back in his prime. It's like, Nigger, this is fucking sad, dude. A lot of you passport bros, a lot of you motherfuckers, you're just sad. Okay, I'm seeing these guys walking around wearing fucking Ray-Bans at 1 o'clock at night. It's like, nigger, why are you walking around wearing sunglasses at night? I mean, like, who the fuck do you think you are, dude? You know, this is just... You got 50-plus-year-old, fat, ugly, morbidly obese, black guys dressed in a Kobe Bryant jersey and shirts, walking around with Ray-Bans and probably a fake gold necklace that they got off of Wish.com. And that's how you all get murdered. That's how you all get robbed, you know? It's like you black people are literally asking to be robbed, drugged, and murdered, man. And I don't blame the Colombian people. I genuinely don't blame the Colombian people for murdering you. In fact, I'd go as far as to say it's not murder, because that is survival of the fittest, you know? Throughout human history, weak, stupid, pathetic people, you know, they just die off. So I don't consider you guys getting murdered in Medellin or in Colombia in general as murder. That's just nature taking its place. It's like, how dumb do you have to be to have problems in Medellin? Like, really, you genuinely have to be asking for it, man. Like, going on Tinder, you know, Austin Holman was telling you to get your Tinder and Bumble going. It's like, dude, I'm actually going to be making a video about this. You know, I got more matches in 1 hour in Medellin than I have in my entire existence on Tinder. Is it because these women think, oh my God, look at Amr, he's so tall and handsome? Hell no. It's because these are all fraudsters. They're all fucking cartel. They're thugs. They're terrorists. They just want to lure me in so they can do to me what they do to black people, okay? Do you think I'm gonna even reply to these people? This video is not for it, but I'm gonna do it in another video, okay? I'm gonna show you the Tinder matches I got in fucking Medellin. I did not reply to any of them, dudes, because 100% they're all scams. They're all waiting for me with the scopamine to, you know, knock me the fuck out, rob me, murder me, and all that shit, okay? You black dudes gotta understand this and understand this really good, okay? I want you guys to understand something, okay? If you are a supporter of Austin Holman, I already know two things about you. The fact that you support Austin Holman, two things I already know about you. One, you're ugly. Two, you're poor. Okay, now being low IQ, that's a given because black people have the lowest IQ of any race out there. So you're all low IQ. That's just a given, you know. That's like saying Austin Holman supporters are melanated. That's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion, okay? So you guys are ugly and you're low IQ, okay? Well, I mean, low IQ, again, low IQ is a given. I mean, you guys are ugly and you're poor, okay? This is why you go to Medellin, okay? Because Medellin is a 3-hour flight from Miami. It's like $200, but like I said, because I have so many reward points with a Spirit, I can get it for half price off. You can actually do the same too, but let's be honest, most of you black people out there don't have the intellect to do that, but point that I'm trying to get across is it's very easy for you to get to Medellin. It's very easy for you to get to Colombia from America. Very easy, very cheap. The problem here, guys, is that you guys go down there and you think that you're fucking rock stars when you're not. Have you guys, like, not noticed that for the past 2 years, all Austin Holman does, whenever he goes to a city, he goes to the local nightclub, puts on his sunglasses, takes out his cigars, drinks some whiskey because he's a fucking alcoholic, and then he takes a picture with a couple of prostitutes, turns around, hops on a plane, goes to some other city, does the same thing over there, and in the meantime he tells you to go onto his scam website and buy his guide for like $35. It's like, nigger, you literally spent a day. How about Bolivia, guys? Remember Bolivia? Whatever happened to his Bolivian girlfriend? You know, he was in Bolivia for what, like 2 days? He got a girlfriend and he's like, oh yeah, that's my girlfriend, bro. And then like fucking 2 days later, he's in Medellin. You know, where's his Colombian girlfriend at? Where's his Bolivian girlfriend at? Where's his fucking Thai girlfriend at? You know, remember when he went to like fucking Romania? He went to Romania. He's like, oh yeah, bro, Romania is the best, man. I'm gonna buy me a house here. I'm gonna live here in Romania. Like fucking 3 days later, he's in South America. Have you guys not realized that there's a pattern with Austin Holman where it's nothing about scams and frauds? That's all the guy has been doing for the past 2 years. Have you guys not like realized this now? You know, some black people are beginning to wake up. You know, I've actually had some black people who are like, yo, are you a hater? You are racist, even though I'm actually part black. Guys, don't let this straight hair mislead you, okay? This is Japanese hair straightening, okay? Over here, this short hair over here, guys, I actually go to the black people section in Walmart and get something called Edge Max Gel. Because if I don't put gel on the short hair here and the short hair here, it's an afro, okay, guys? So if it wasn't for Japanese Japanese hair straightening, I'd have a fucking afro, okay, guys? So yeah, I am part black, and obviously, as you guys can tell, I'm melanated too. So you all can't call me racist on that one, okay? So point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that you guys are being purposely misled, lied to by antiquated male strategies, but that's for a different topic, you know. Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog. Yeah, manipulate. And see, this is why you guys are getting murdered, because you guys go to guys, I was walking down fucking I was walking around El Centro 1 o'clock last night, dudes. You know, fucking passport bros walking around with gold chain necklaces. Obviously, it's not real gold. Again, they got it off of wish.com. for those of you who don't know, wish.com is pretty much a Chinese run marketplace where you can get cheap knockoffs, okay? So imagine passport bros getting murdered, robbed, scopamined, because they're walking around manipulating women by looking like they're, you know, they got money, you know, when in reality they're just a bunch of broke ass niggers, you know? It's really sad if you think about it. And that's all Austin Holman's fault, you know? Austin Holman portrays all these cities like, you know, I'm a hip black cat, they love melanated people here. Guys, no. Midian is pay to play. Okay, let's get that out in the open right now. Midian is purely pay to play. It is what it is. Now, fortunately for me, the Afro-Colombiana girl I have, it's not pay to play with her. That's why I have her. But for you guys out there, especially you weekend warriors, you guys who come in on, you know, Thursday night, Thursday or Friday night, and you take off Sunday morning because you gotta go back to Popeyes and fry that chicken burger on Monday morning. Yeah, it's gonna be pay to play for you guys, because you're just there for the weekend. And, you know, you're probably going to blow a couple of $1,000 and, you know, working at Popeyes, making minimum wage. When are you going to be able to go back there again? You know, it might take another 5-6 years to make that type of money, you know. But, see, this is what I want you guys to understand, and understand this really good. If you actually want to have quality women in a country you go to, you got to have some roots over there, okay? You gotta be able to go there very often. You gotta have some roots over there. Pick up on the motherfucking language, okay? You know, Austin Holman jumping from country to country to country. And the thing is, dudes, you know, he's not spending any significant time in any of these countries. He's literally all Austin Holman does is that he shows up in a country, he goes to a strip joint or a fucking nightclub. He gets a prostitute, takes a picture with her, hops on a plane, goes over to another city. And then he claims to be like a nomad capitalist guru. It's like, nah, nigger, you're just going from city to city, giving black people this fake lifestyle, okay? You guys gotta understand this, and understand this really, really good when it comes to like going from city to city to city, okay? You're not learning anything when you're just literally hopping around every day you're on a different city, okay? Even in Medellin, even in his Medellin live stream, Austin Holman admitted that he went to a strip club. He got his, you know, cigar, his sunglasses, you know, his drink, because he's a fucking alcoholic. He admitted that the women were beyond his budget, that he could not afford these women. That's why he didn't take any pictures with Medellin chicks, because he couldn't afford them, you know. What does that tell you? This is what I want you guys out there to understand, okay? In countries like Bolivia, Chile, that really are not tourist attractions, especially for single young men. Yeah, Austin Holman is gonna be a novelty in Bolivia. He's gonna be a novelty in Chile. Yes, but when he goes to a place like Medellin, where there's tens of thousands of people just like him, you know, his peers. You guys have to understand, in the grand scheme of things, Austin Holman is an inch-shit nigger in the grand scheme of things. Yeah, sure, he has 100,000 YouTube followers. Yeah, sure, he's probably making like $7,000 or $8,000 a month off of scamming low IQ black people. But at the end of the day, physically speaking, he's a nothing. He's really a nothing, okay? Now, I'm fortunate enough to attract women based off of my height. I'm 6'3", 225 pounds. I lost weight, you know, I look good, I got sunscreen, you know, going on, you know, got some sunscreen, got some dental work. By the way, guys, I got dental work in Bucaramanga for like $1,200, you know. I actually ate a chicken bone here in America. It like fucked up my tooth here, like totally destroyed it. So for $1,200, I got a couple of cavities filled. I got, obviously, this tooth replaced. She grinded down some of my teeth to make them look, you know, nice and uniform. So that same type of money I spent in Bucaramanga, it would have cost me probably $15,000 here in America if I did all that here in America, you know. So if any of you guys out there want to get my contact in Bucaramanga, you know, send me a message in the comments section and I'll send you her Instagram. Her name is Dr. Vanessa Gutierrez. She's in Bucaramanga. Really, really good professional woman. So, going back to what I was saying, guys, is that Austin Holman is not tall, okay? Now, granted, he's still young. Granted, compared to old, dusty passport bros, he's not sexually repulsive. But the fact that he suffers from autism, that's just a turnoff for women. The way, the aura, the energy that Austin Holman has, guys, says that there's something wrong with that dude. And there is something wrong with him. He's autistic. He has Asperger's. He has partial Down syndrome. And on top of all that, he has narcissistic personality disorder. See, the problem with Austin Holman, and this is why he left America, okay? Let me say this loud and let me say this proud. Austin Holman is not hot enough to be the way he is. You see, women like dirtbags. Women like men who have narcissistic personality disorder like Austin Holman, okay? But Austin Holman's problem is he's just not hot enough, okay? He's too short. He looks awkward as fuck. He just doesn't have that type of look to go the type of personality he has. That's why he goes overseas. Have you guys seen that video of Austin Holman harassing that poor Venezuelan girl in Bolivia? The girl was on a treadmill trying to, I mean, and this was a Venezuelan refugee, man. This girl, this poor Venezuelan girl, she escaped murder, she escaped famine, she escaped civil war, she escaped disease, she escaped all this horrible stuff. She comes to fucking Bolivia, she just wants to get her workout going, and here's fucking tranny faggot Austin Holman. Hi. It's like, dude. This is why no girl here in America likes him, because he's just, you know, Austin Holman, you know, even Austin Holman admitted, Austin Holman said when he was in Africa that gay dudes loved him in Africa. It's like, look, Austin Holman needs to finally go gay. It's like, if Austin Holman becomes gay, he's going to be totally happy if he becomes a gay, which he probably is, you know. That's why we say Austin Holman has some sugar in his tank. But the problem with Austin, he wants to be like macho, alpha, shit like that. This is why he's like, oh yeah, look at me, guys. I just got off the plane and this is my Bolivian girlfriend. This is my Thai girlfriend. This is my Romanian girlfriend. Yeah, right, nigger. You're just paying these whores. That's all you're doing, dude. You're just paying whores and passing it off as a legit girlfriend. It's not, dudes, okay? This is what I want you guys out there to understand. In order for you guys to have a genuine relationship with a woman over there, you need two things. Number one, you need to have the motherfucking looks. Number two, you need to have some roots in that country. Like, I was with the Afro-Colombiana. You guys saw her in my past videos, okay? This wasn't the first time I meet this girl. You know, I've been seeing her every time I come here for the past year and some God knows how many months. I've been seeing her, okay? That's my Afro-Colombiana. That's my Medellin girl, dudes. Whenever I come here, I see her. And I come here because, I'm not a sex tourist. I actually got legit business in Colombia that I need to take care of. So I'm not a sex tourist like Austin Holman. So yeah, I got the look. I got the roots in that country. So yeah, a woman can be with me. But you ancient niggers who are ugly, you're only there for the weekend. What self-respecting woman would want to be with you guys? I mean, think about it, dudes. You go there for only like 2 or 3 days. What woman wants to be with you, especially when you're ugly, okay? And this is the most important thing we're going to be talking about, guys. At the end of the day, like QB Willie said, territory doesn't matter, dudes. If you can't get bitches in America, what makes you think you're going to get bitches in out of America? Yeah, like I said, I know Austin Holman makes it seem that, oh yeah, man, I just hop off planes and these hotties are waiting for me. It's like, they're waiting for you at the strip joint. If you have enough money, yeah, you can get them, no problem there, you know. I know, I've been there. See, this is the difference between me and Austin Holman, dudes. I tell you the truth. Austin Holman, he lies to you. Again, he's a scammer, he's a fraudster. He stole almost 19,000. Guys, if you don't believe me, go on Google, type in Austin Holman PPP. Okay, that's all you have to do. Austin Holman PPP. It will show you that he took out $18,600 of our tax money to start his Passport Bro channel. So I tell you the truth, guys. When I walk around El Centro, dudes, first of all, El Centro, just about all the women on El Centro are for sale, dudes. Okay? They come up to me. Okay? Yeah, they want money, but you know what? They want like $25. 100 pesos, you know, huh? You know, 100 mil pesos, which is $25, okay? So, Passport Bros, I see Passport Bros, El Centro, walking around with a woman, and guess what? The women are not happy. I mean, think about it, dudes. You got this old, crusty, morbidly obese, black dude, and you're like a young, decent-looking girl. Are you happy to go home with this dude? Absolutely not. You know, so you guys out there, you look at Austin Holman, you're like, oh yeah, Austin Holman, yeah, he reminds me of me when I was 21 years old. See, a lot of you Passport Bros, you're sad and pathetic. You're sad and pathetic because you're like in your 50s. Then you look at this 20-some-year-old kid and you're like, oh, if he can do it, I can do it too. Look, guys, I'm fucking 43, okay? Age is nothing but a number, okay? But if you're ugly, you're fat, you're bald, you're crusty, it's like, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing, man? Sit your black ass back in America, you know? What are you doing walking around El Centro wearing shades at fucking 2 o'clock at night? What are you doing, dudes? You know, this is what I want a lot of black people out there to understand. What the fuck are you guys doing? You don't deserve this type of lifestyle. You are not worthy of the alpha male lifestyle, you know? sit your ass back in fucking Atlanta or in Memphis, you know, watch paint dry, you know, go to the fucking, I don't know, Popeyes and flip burgers over there. But don't, this alpha male lifestyle, this is not for passport bros. Let's get that out in the open right now. This lifestyle is not for you dudes. You know, at the end of the day, guys, this passport bro shit, it doesn't affect me because number one, I don't look black. Even though I am part black, I don't look black, okay? Number two is that, again, 6'3", 225 pounds, obviously decent looking as you guys can see. By the way, guys, black people don't have this problem, but other people, you know, fucking sunscreen is very important, okay, guys? SPF 50. If you guys looked at my videos from a little bit over a year ago, you will see that I had horrible, horrible skin damage. But now, thank God, thanks to this, you know, my skin is a lot better now than it was a year ago due to, you know, 40 plus years of sun damage. So, looks are very important, okay, guys? Now, the Afro-Colombiana Amwes, 27 years old. Yeah, she's a single mother. Her husband died in a car accident. I have nothing to do with her kids. Her kids are none of my business. I don't care about them. You know, I care about her. I don't care about her kids. So, she's 27 years old. Every time I go there, we get together. We have fun. And here's what I want you black guys out there to understand, okay? Outside of Tyrone, Pookie and Ray Ray, murderers, rapists, felons, criminals, Al-Qaeda terrorists, the average black man is not attractive. Let me say that one more time. Outside of Tyrone, Pookie and Ray Ray, felons, criminals, terrorists, murderers, rapists, the average black man is simply not attractive to any woman out there, okay? At the end of the day, this Afro-Colombiana would rather be with me than be with a black dude. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Here in small town USA where I live in South Florida, all the fine black women, guess who there was? There was white Zaddy, okay? The only woman that average black men or even above average black men get are either fat, ugly white woman that no white guy wants, or they get fat, ugly black chicks that no guy would want, okay? So for the average black man, you're really fucked. You're fucked. If you're an average black dude, you genuinely have no decent options when it comes to women, okay? Your own woman don't want you. They'd rather be with white Zaddy. And if they can't get white Zaddy, they'll come after me. So, at the end of the day, I want you black guys out there to understand. If a woman had a choice between the average black dude and any decent non-black dude, they're gonna choose the decent non-black dude over the average black man every day. It's a status thing. You guys gotta understand, status is very important to women. Mm-hmm. Black men have the lowest status on the face of the earth. That's a fact. Ain't no group of men lower than black men. That's a fact. It's not even a personal opinion, dudes. Okay? So, black woman would rather be with white Zaddy or me, but they don't want to be with black dudes. Okay? So, you average looking black dudes gotta understand, like QB Willie said, territory doesn't matter. If you ain't getting bitches here in America, you ain't gonna get bitches anywhere else. I want you guys to understand. Hopping on a plane, wearing gold chains, you know, trying to make it, walking around, grabbing your junk, saying, no, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. That type of shit, dudes. It doesn't make you attractive. All it does is that it makes you a target for people who are like, this nigger so damn stupid, we can like murder him right here, right now, and nobody's gonna care. And that's exactly that's happening. Like, for example, all the black people getting murdered in Colombia Colombian police don't care. American authorities don't care. If guys, I myself, I'm beginning to think this. Other people are beginning to think this too. We're thinking that Austin Hallman might actually be a plant to get black people murdered overseas. In fact, the video that Austin Hallman took down and gave me a strike for a couple of weeks ago was titled, Austin Hallman is a plant to destroy black people. That was the title of the video, and Austin Hallman took that video down and gave me a strike. So yeah, Austin Hallman might very well be a plant, a CIA asset who's out there telling black people, oh yeah bro, Medellin is a spot bro, come over here bro, you know, trying to get black people exterminated. Because again, think about it dudes, who the fuck is really going to Medellin because Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother told them so? It's usually dumb, stupid black men. And think about it from the American perspective. Think about it from the American government's perspective. If you follow Austin Hallman, chances are you're a welfare recipient. Chances are you're just some useless eater. So when you go down to Colombia and you get murdered, that's actually a good thing. Because you are a drain on us Americans, okay? Look, real talk, dudes, real talk. If Austin Hallman stole $19,000 from us American taxpayers to get his Passport Bro channel going, but the reason why he got it going is so black people, you know, stupid black people can go to Medellin and get murdered, then okay, I'm happy. I'm genuinely happy. Because at the end of the day, guys, I don't want people to take out my taxes when there is no need for it, okay? See, this is why I'm setting up businesses in Colombia, in Ukraine. I'm getting good lawyers in those countries and good lawyers here in America. Because I want to minimize my tax burden here in America. The reason why I want to minimize my tax burden here in America is because the American government gives my money to niggers and single mothers. I don't like that, dude. I don't mind the US government taking my money, but if you're gonna take my money, yeah, fucking fill the motherfucking potholes, dude. You know? Update the electrical grid. Don't give my hard-earned money to niggers and fucking single mothers, you know? So this is why I'm setting businesses strategically all over the world with CPAs, tax accountants, lawyers, to make sure my tax burden to the US government is as small as it can be. And this is what a lot of you guys out there have to do as well, you know. Set up businesses overseas. Get yourself a good fucking lawyer, okay? That way, your taxes here in America are minimal. And the good thing about Colombia has a tax treaty with America. Meaning if you pay taxes in one country, you don't have to pay taxes in another country. Again, guys, hire a motherfucking lawyer, okay? I know Austin Hallman told you guys when you live overseas you don't have to pay taxes. That's not true, okay? Get yourself a motherfucking lawyer like I did. I have a Ukrainian lawyer. I have a Colombian lawyer, okay, guys? So, going back to what I was telling you guys is that it's gonna be about looks, okay? At the end of the day, guys, black woman would rather be with white zaddy, and if they can't get white zaddy, they're gonna get me, okay? It is what it is. A lot of you guys out there, you're simply not attractive to them. You're not even attractive to your own kind. See, this is why a lot of black women are fat, they're ugly. It's because they know they're not gonna get white zaddy. So why bother, you know? Like my girl, you know, you guys saw my girl. I made videos with her. You know, she's fucking hot. 27, I mean, by American compared to the average American black woman, my girl is probably like a fucking 8 compared to the average American black woman. She's a fucking 8, you know? Why? Because she knows if she takes good care of herself, she's gonna get a guy like me, okay? But these ugly black women who have what TFM calls gorilla face, where they actually look like they're a fucking gorilla, they know they're not gonna get white zaddy. They know they're not gonna get me. Heck, they're not even gonna get a fucking Indian dude for that matter. So why bother? This is why they become fat. This is why they become obnoxious. This is why they become rude. because they know that they're not going to get non-black men. So they might as well give up and do whatever they want. And this is why we see a lot of black women just being horrible people, because they're not going to get non-black dudes. You guys need to understand this really good, okay? White people are at the top. Black women want white dudes. Get that through your mind. This whole, black women are jealous that black men are going overseas. No. They're not jealous. You see, black women are not jealous of you going overseas. They're not like, oh my God, somebody's taking our black kings. They're not jealous of that. What they're jealous of is that you are cheating your genetics, okay? When you as a black man go overseas, you go to the Philippines, you go to Thailand, you go to Latin America, and you pay some poor girl to be with you, you're cheating your genetics, okay? Like Incel TV said, cheating... No, I think it was Saint Hamoudi who said cheating your genetics. Cheating your genetics basically means... you got with a girl not based off of looks and not based off of looks match, but you got with her because you bribed her to be with you. That's called cheating your genetics. See, black women can't do that, okay? Black women simply can't go to a foreign country, pay some non-black dude to be with them, okay? Because that's not how it works with us men, okay? So... black women, yes, black women are jealous of passport bros, but they're not jealous that other women are taking you. They're simply jealous because you're able to pay those other women to take you, and then you end up having mixed children. Listen, every black woman out there wants to have mixed children. Get that through your motherfucking mind, okay? Every black woman wants mixed children, okay? They want to be swirlers, you know? Mix chocolate with the vanilla, okay? Or with me, you know, pecan cream, or I don't know, you know? I tan really well, I have to admit, I tan really well, but... point I'm trying to get across to you black dudes out there is that outside of Tyrone, Pookie and Ray Ray, murderers, rapists, villains, criminals, terrorists, average black man ain't no girl wants you, you know? This is why a lot of black women actually celebrated when Kevin Samuels died and when Kobe Bryant died, you know? They celebrated the death of Kobe Bryant because Kobe Bryant, he went out of his race, okay? You guys need to understand, black people are like crabs in a bucket, okay? When you have a lot of crabs in the bucket, like one of them tries to like escape, the rest, they pull it back down, you know? That's why it's called crabs in a bucket. That's the same thing with the black community, in particular black woman, okay? So when black women see black men escaping, they're like, oh, no. We can't have you fools go out there, cheat your genetics. Because black women cannot cheat their genetics, you know? A black woman can't go out there, get a white guy to come in her pussy, you know, because black, white guys are like, yeah, no, I don't want to have fucking negroid children, okay? They won't come in her pussy, okay? But black dudes can get low quality Filipinas, low quality Latin American women to come in their pussy simply because all they want from you is your money, okay, guys? So this is why black women are hating on the passport bros, not because other women actually like you, but because you're cheating your genetics simply because you're bribing low quality women to be with you. But black women cannot do the same because, you know, guys, no self-respecting dude is gonna be with a woman who takes care of him. That's like unnatural, okay? You know, maybe Austin Hallman would do that, you know, but then again, he's a faggot tranny, so who cares about him, you know? But the point here that I'm trying to get across to you black dudes out there, and this is really very important, you black men, again, outside of Tyrone, Pookie, and Terrorist, the average black man is not wanted or desired by any woman out there, okay? The only time you're gonna get a woman as an average black dude is if she simply wants money from you, like Filipinas do, or she's a mud shark. She's one of those mentally ill white woman. Yeah, she's good looking, but she is way too mentally ill, borderline personality disorder, bipolar, woman like that. White dudes are like, no, we ain't fucking with that, okay? So again, the only time the average black man gets anything is either a fat, ugly black woman who gave up on trying to get with a non-black dude, a mud shark, which is a white girl who's mentally deranged and no white dude wants her, or you guys go overseas and you make it rain cash money on them hoes in fucking Philippines and Cambodia, okay? At the end of the day, you black dudes out there need to understand, outside of, again, Tyrone, murderers, and Pookie and Ray Ray, no woman desires you, okay? And again, the reason why black women are hitting on the passport bros is not because your other women are welcoming you. It's simply because you're cheating your inferior genetics by having children with foreign women, low quality women that you bribe to be with you, okay? This is why you got all these Filipinas saying, oh, our black kings, our chocolate kings, we love our black men here. They just love your money, dudes. You guys need to understand, I know a lot of Filipinas, okay? Filipinas, they play the long game, okay? The Filipinas know if they can get a dusty black dude to go out to her country, maybe have a couple of kids with her, eventually she's gonna know what to do with you. And you guys gotta understand, Angry Guy is making videos about this every day almost, about these Filipino women who either have the police murder the black dude or have a family lawyer, like literally have the black dude like expelled from the country, and she takes the whole house and all his money. You guys gotta understand this, dudes. Women generally don't desire you. They view black men they view black men as fools, okay? This is what you black dudes out there need to understand. Women see average black men as fools, okay? This is why black women celebrated when Kevin Samuels passed away. They celebrated because Kevin Samuels was showing how delusional black women are. Now you got this black woman who are fat, ugly, 4 children from 10 baby daddies, and they're like, yeah, I need a guy who makes $1 million a year. So Kevin Samuels, he was just showing black women how disillusioned they really are, okay? So Kobe Bryant, he was hated because he exited his race. They celebrated that his daughter, who was mixed race, she died. They celebrated her death because they will not have a mixed race kid. They know that, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, I'm all for black men getting their inferior genetics mixed with superior races, okay? I mean, heck, I'm a perfect example of that. Again, I'm part black, so I'm a perfect example of the offspring of a mixed black people who's obviously superior than, you know, pure black people, you know? Again, with me, just wear some sunscreen, Japanese hair straightening, and for the short hair over here, guys, use black people gel from the ethnic aisle in Walmart, and boom, shaka laka 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 laka, I'm good to go. Trust and believe, dudes, trust and believe. Your woman would rather have kids with me, your woman would rather have kids that look like me than you. And again, look at Austin Hallman. Just look at his eyes. Look at his phenotype. The guy is a Downy baby. He's not fully Down syndrome, but again, he's on the autistic spectrum, okay? The guy has Asperger's and he has narcissistic personality disorder. This is why he can come up here, lie to you, mislead you. And you guys out there, man, it's been 2 years. It's been almost 2 years of Austin Hallman lying to black men, taking your money, scamming you. You guys gotta look. I know some black people out there are gonna rock with Austin Hallman no matter what, because they wanna live their sad and pathetic youth through a 24-year-old kid. Guys, I'm fucking 43. I'm fucking 43, dudes. You know, again, age is nothing but a number. If you can take good care of your skin, you can look young, you can look good. Age is nothing but a number, dude. Really, age is nothing but a number, you know. But a lot of you dusty black dudes out there, you're physically repulsive, you're morbidly obese, you're bald, you don't want to take care of yourself. Ain't no girl gonna want you, dudes. So this is why you guys live vicariously through a 23-year-old kid, you know. It's like, and again, yesterday I was seeing it with my own eyes, like black dudes walking around with a Kobe Bryant jersey, shorts, you know, fake Ray-Ban glasses and a fucking gold chain that they bought off of wish.com for probably, you know, $2. It's like, what are you doing, dude? This is just sad and pathetic what a lot of you black people out there are doing. You're just sad and pathetic, and this is why your woman don't like you. At the end of the day, guys, when it comes to women, it's all about status, okay? My Afro-Colombiana, if you guys ever see my Afro-Colombiana walking with me around Medellin, that girl is walking around with the biggest smile any girl has, because she knows she has high status with me, okay? But when it comes to black women with black dudes, or any woman with a black dude, yeah, there is no status. You know, even Donovan Sharp said to his girl, you do know that once you get with me, nobody else, no other white guy will ever take you, right? Dude, this is what you black dudes out there need to understand. Once a woman goes black, she'll never go back, okay? Even I won't take a woman who got with a black dude, you know, and I'm part black. Because women who go with black dudes, most often than not, more often than not, there is something inherently, fundamentally, and quite frankly, irreparable with them, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, I just want you guys out there to understand that Austin Hallman is simply lying to you, scamming you, taking your money, purposely misleading you, and he might very well be a CIA plant, because how is this guy able to travel every 2 days? He's in a different city, you know, traveling across Latin America is like traveling across Africa. It's expensive, you know. If I want to fly from Medellin to like Santiago, Chile, it's gonna cost me $400-$500. It's actually cheaper for me to fly into Europe 10 hours away from Miami than it is for me to fly from Medellin to Santiago, which is like 2 hours away, you know. So how's Austin Hallman able to get all this money to travel all over the world? Somebody has to be financially supporting him. That's number one. Number two, the fact that Austin Hallman in almost 2 years hasn't been got, somebody's obviously protecting him. He has handlers, okay? Austin Hallman has handlers. He has people taking care of him because he's a plant, you know? That's what I and a lot of people are beginning to think, that he's just a plant who is getting paid, getting taken care of, to make sure that, you know, stupid, dumb black people go overseas and end up getting murdered or whatever, right? You know, don't come back to America, at least not alive, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, I just want you to understand that black people ruin everything, you know? That's just, same thing with Arabs, you know? Same thing with Indians. In fact, I'm gonna be making a video titled, Indians are the new passport bros. That's gonna be another video I'm gonna be working on, but Yeah, when black people decide to do something in mass together, they fuck shit up. Even Coach Greg Adams said, I can't go to Colombia. Because if I go to Colombia, you know, that's what Coach Greg Adams said. Coach Greg Adams said, if I go to Colombia, they're going to think I'm just another ancient nigger over there. So this is why Coach Greg Adams only goes to like certain parts of Italy where black people don't even know exist. I mean, we have gotten to the point where black men, decent black men like Coach Greg Adams, they can't even go to entire continents because of black people, you know? Because they don't want to be seen like, oh yeah, I'm just another ancient nigger. And this is the thing you guys need to understand about Austin Holman, you know? He in Medellin is the number one nomad city in the world. That's a fact. In fact, Colombia has a digital nomad visa, okay? I was thinking of getting it, but I'm now thinking bigger. Maybe I'm going to get an investor visa in Colombia, okay? Maybe I'm going to get an investor visa over there rather than a digital nomad visa. That's why I was meeting with the lawyer a few days ago, by the way, you know, investor visa rather than a nomad visa. But yeah, Colombia does have a digital nomad visa. Medellin is the number one nomad destination in the world. It took me an hour and a half to go through immigration because a lot of foreigners, a lot of tourists going over there. The plane was filled with black people, white people, Indian people, and even a good amount of Asian people. So Austin Holman, in the grand scheme of things, in Medellin, he's just another ancient nigger over there. You know, there's nothing special about him. This is why Austin Holman hates Medellin, because you guys gotta understand, Austin Holman, because he suffers from narcissistic personality disorder, he likes to think that he's special. He likes it when people think that he's like unique and special, but in Medellin, he's just another black dude. You know, tens of thousands of black Americans are in Medellin. He's just another ancient nigger in the sea of black people over there. Ain't nothing special about him. And he doesn't like that, you know. And I don't blame him. Listen, man, when I'm walking around Medellin, I'm the tallest motherfucker there, dudes, okay? I'm the tallest motherfucker there. The prostitutes come to me. I don't go to them like, hey, baby mama, how much for you to bust it wide open for me? They come up to me and they give me discounts too. It's like one girl, you know, $25. Bitch, if I was to take you out, it would cost me more than $25, you know. But with Austin Holman, like I said, you know, Austin Holman admitted in that video about Medellin that the girls who were approaching him, they were way out of his budget, you know. Because, oh, he's just another ancient nigger, you know, if he doesn't give me this X amount of money, some other ancient nigger is gonna give it to me, so, oh well, you know. So, in a way, guys, I kinda pity Austin Holman. You know, I'm a narcissist myself. I don't have narcissistic personality disorder. I'm gonna end this video in the next 2 minutes before it goes over an hour long. You know, I refer to myself as a borderline narcissist. I don't have borderline personality disorder, nor do I have narcissistic personality disorder. It's just that I'm on the border of being a narcissist. You know, I can dip my toes into narcissism, but then again, I can go up a little bit above narcissism. So I am a borderline narcissist. So I can understand the frustration Austin Holman has when these girls are approaching him as if they're approaching just another ancient nigger in the country, where he's like, can't you bitches see I'm the great Austin Holman? I have 100,000 YouTube subscribers. I'm making $7,000 a month. Shit like that. That shit don't matter, bro. All these hoes care about is looks and money. You look like an ancient nigger, so they're gonna charge you top dollar, dude. That's just how it is. And if you were to tell them, oh, I'm the great Austin Holman, bitch, now they're gonna call over their boyfriend to scopamine you, motherfucker. So yeah, in a way, guys, I pity Austin Holman. I mean, at the end of the day, guys, you know, back in my day in the 90s, if you called somebody Steve Urkel, you're gonna fight, dudes. Today, I'm dissing Steve Urkel by claiming that Austin Holman is Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, but he really is. I mean, if you guys really look at Austin Holman, if you really look at his goofy-ass face, you're gonna be like, yeah, something with this dude ain't right. Yeah, narcissistic personality disorder, he suffers from Asperger's, he's on the autistic spectrum, and he does have a good amount of Down syndrome in him. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.